This past Monday night on Raw, Cody Rhodes officially announced for the Royal Rumble. Is he going to win the Royal Rumble? Is he going to be fighting for a championship at WrestleMania? I think possibly so, but will he be fighting Roman Reigns? That is the question. Let's talk about it right here on the Noah Nation Wrestling YouTube channel. What is going on, guys, and welcome back to the Noah Nation Wrestling YouTube channel. And before we get into this video today, I want to remind you that every single video here on the channel is also available on audio platform over on Apple, Google, and Spotify. So you don't have the time to watch the videos. You can listen to all of our Noah Nation Wrestling YouTube videos on several audio platforms linked down below. But let's talk about it, man. This past Monday night on Raw, they officially announced Cody Rhodes will be back in the 30-man Royal Rumble matchup next Sunday night. And a lot of people on Twitter were assuming that this was like, all right, that's it. Cody's in. He's winning it. Cody's going to WrestleMania. We've made a lot of videos talking about the Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, who's winning it, all that stuff. So I just wanted to give some, updated thoughts today and also some thoughts regarding Raw 30, Royal Rumble, the WWE Championship. There's a lot that's been going on these last few days, so I want to talk about it all, in this video. Another thing that happened on Raw the other night that they announced next week at Raw 30th anniversary, which I will be attending, by the way, in Philadelphia, they announced that there will be a Roman Reigns acknowledgement ceremony with all generations of the bloodline being in attendance. Now, this sparked a big question. All generations of the bloodline. Does that scream The Rock tease to anybody else? I know I'm not the only one. People have talked about this. So let's start there. Is The Rock going to be showing up at Raw 30 next week? Possibly. You know, it's a special Raw. Roman Reigns will be in the house. Why not? Hear me out. This could potentially be leading to Rock challenging Roman Reigns at WrestleMania without winning the Royal Rumble matchup. Now, there's a lot that could be going on here. So before we get back to that, let's talk about some of the rumors that have been going around the last week or so. And that's Roman Reigns. And if you don't want to hear the rumors and possibly spoilers, then maybe this isn't the video to watch. But Roman Reigns potentially being stripped of the WWE Championship after the Royal Rumble due to all the bloodline antics on Monday Night Raw invading. I hate that they're kind of referring it as to invading the show, but more just causing chaos coming through the crowd, you know, flipping over the announce table, beating everybody up. That aspect, as well as the aspect of Roman Reigns not wanting to work Monday Night Raw. So there is a rumor there that he will be stripped of the WWE Championship prior to WrestleMania, post Royal Rumble, and that the WWE Championship will be decided possibly again in a tournament that will conclude at WrestleMania. Now, if that is the case, we got a couple options we can go with here. WWE Championship, let's just say it gets stripped from Roman Reigns, could be decided in a tournament, which I love the idea of a tournament, especially if it's like a 16-person tournament that fills up a bunch of February and March, which would just be awesome, give some great wrestling on Monday Night Raw. We can do that, or it could be a tournament where the winner fights the Royal Rumble match winner, which could possibly be Cody Rhodes, and they fight for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania. That is a possibility. That is a possibility of how to get Cody Rhodes winning the Royal Rumble match and also winning the WWE title at WrestleMania. And I say that because there is, you know, Cody Rhodes potentially winning the Royal Rumble match and not fighting Roman Reigns. Because going back to what we said about Raw 30, there is the potential of The Rock showing up. Do I think it's going to happen? I'm not banking on it. I think it could also just be a segment where Kevin Owens, you know, invades and just causes chaos. And it's just some final buildup before their matchup on next Sunday at the Royal Rumble. That is potential. And they could also be saving The Rock for the Royal Rumble. I know we're jumping around here, but it's all, you know, going to tie together. One of the reasons I think they announced, or if anything, the main reason I think they announced Cody Rhodes ahead of time instead of saving him as a surprise for the Royal Rumble matchup is because there is another surprise, and I do believe that will be The Rock. I think that's exactly why they announced Cody ahead of time. I don't think they wanted to have him be a surprise in the Rumble only to get one-upped per se by the other surprise that'll actually win the matchup, and that being The Rock. That is 100% why I think they announced Cody ahead of time, and to me, it didn't scream, oh yeah, Cody's definitely winning. To me, it screamed, oh, Cody's chances just got worse of winning. And listen, you guys have heard me if you've been watching the channel, or if you've been watching the videos, I'm for either guy winning. I know a lot of people want Cody, and I honestly don't really understand some of the backlash that seemingly might come if The Rock wins instead of Cody. I've seen people in my comments and on social media compare to Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns in 2015. I think it's different than that. I think those two guys are in two separate situations compared to Cody and Rock. I don't really get the hate. I know it's just, you know, a lot of the story people want them to capitalize on with Cody's injury, coming back, winning the Rumble, and being the one to dethrone Roman Reigns. But there is the potential you could still do that, you know, with Cody versus Roman post-WrestleMania. Nobody had a problem with it happening at SummerSlam last year. Could happen at SummerSlam this year. Or we could also still be getting the Roman Reigns versus The Rock, and then Cody Rhodes, one way or another, still ending up winning the WWE Championship, just not through Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. So that's why I think they announced Cody ahead of time. I do believe we are heading towards The Rock winning the Royal Rumble, or like I said, we could just be heading towards, you know, some kind of swerve, and that swerve being The Rock showing up at WrestleMania 30, Raw 30 next week, challenging Roman Reigns to a matchup at WrestleMania. And, you know, Roman doesn't have to accept it right there. You know, they can drag it out, whatever, but challenging Roman Reigns, causing chaos. Roman goes through the Rumble, defeats Kevin Owens. The next night on Raw, he is stripped of the WWE Championship. Roman goes back to SmackDown full-time as the Universal Champion, where they can start building up him versus The Rock at WrestleMania. And Cody Rhodes, however, wins the Royal Rumble matchup, goes on to challenge whomever the WWE Champion may be. But since the WWE Champion chip is now vacant, they can have an 8 or 16-man tournament where the winner fights Cody Rhodes for the vacant WWE Championship at WrestleMania. That is an option. Or, again, I know we're jumping all over the place, The Rock wins the Royal Rumble match, goes on to fight Roman Reigns for the Universal title at WrestleMania, and the WWE Championship, still possibly vacant, is then concluded in a 16 or 8-man tournament. I prefer 16. I think it just makes it more feel like a big deal. And they can have Cody and most likely Seth be the final two in that tournament, and have the actual tournament finals take place at WrestleMania. Those are the scenarios that I'm just kind of throwing out here. And I know we titled this video, "Is Roman Reigns Going to Lose Before WrestleMania?" And the fact of the matter is, no, he's not. He's not taking a pinfall loss to Kevin Owens, to Sami Zayn. He's not going to physically be pinned or submitted to lose that WWE Championship. It seems like we are heading towards the titles being split before WrestleMania, which I know if a lot of people out there were like me thinking we were either, if we weren't going to get a match on each night for each title with Roman defending, it was just going to be one match and then Roman getting stripped or vacating or them merging the titles, whatever, happening after WrestleMania. But it seems like they're doing it now, just like they're doing it with the Raw and SmackDown tag team titles. I do believe we might have the Usos losing the Raw tag titles next week on Raw, which we're going to talk about later this week in a Raw 30th anniversary preview here on the channel, so stay tuned for that. And I do believe they will go on to defend these SmackDown tag titles against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn at WrestleMania. So the titles seemingly are getting split up before WrestleMania, tag and the world titles, but physically, Roman Reigns losing, I don't see that happening. He has not lost since December of 2019, made pinned or submitted, that is. And this whole reason he has not lost yet, this whole reason he has been champion is in WWE's mind, is to culminate in fighting The Rock at WrestleMania. So listen, I know somebody left a video on a comment on a video the other day saying they're down for Rock versus Roman, but it shouldn't be for a title. I agree. I would, you know, if we were talking a year ago or 6 months ago, whatever the case is, I wouldn't have had Rock versus Roman for a championship either. It doesn't need it. But at the end of the day, we're here now, and Roman's not losing a championship physically by being pinned or submitted. So if he's going to go into WrestleMania and fight The Rock, it's going to at least be for the Universal title. Whether the WWE title's involved or not remains to be seen. I do believe that since they're splitting up the Raw and SmackDown titles, that I do believe we are also heading towards the WWE title not being on Roman Reigns before WrestleMania. And again, whether that be Cody winning the Royal Rumble and facing the winner of a tournament for the WWE Championship, or The Rock winning the Royal Rumble, and we just have a tournament to crown the WWE Champion at WrestleMania, that is also potential. There is also potential that they vacate the title off of Roman Reigns, immediately crowned a new one in the Elimination Chamber, which I think is only 3 weeks after the Rumble, and then, you know, decide what we do from there. And that also could be Cody, if he wins the Rumble, challenging the winner of that. There's a lot of little different scenarios, but at the end of the day, they all lead to the same result. So I don't know. At the end of the day, I know there's a big debate in the community right now, Cody Rhodes or The Rock. A lot of people want Cody Rhodes, and I gotta be honest, I'm kind of like bummed out, because for the first time in a long time, I'm on the other side of the bandwagon when it comes to the mass majority of people, because normally it's like, oh, yeah, I want Daniel Bryan to win. 2018, it was like, yeah, I want Nakamura, not Roman Reigns. But this time around, and listen, I love Cody Rhodes. This time around, I'm for either guy. Like, if Cody wins, like, let's freaking go. I'm going to be on here talking about it hyped up. But if The Rock wins, I'm also going to be on here talking about it hyped up. Especially now that I think either way, there's a very good chance, whether he wins the Rumble or not, that Cody's going to be walking out of WrestleMania as the WWE champion. It just might not be by pinning Roman Reigns. It just might be by beating Seth Rollins in the finals of a tournament or something like that. And whether that's everybody's cup of tea, probably not. But I think that's a pretty win-win scenario without getting Cody versus Roman, which I know is the match people want to see. I know the story's there with Cody, but let's be real. They're not passing up The Rock's possible final, well, literally what will be his final match ever in Hollywood, the match they've been building for all this time. Like, it's, they're not going to pass it up for anybody, whether it's Cody Rhodes or whether it was going to be fill in the blank, Seth Rollins. Like, it doesn't matter who that person was. This is the one and only time. It's now or never for Rock and Roman Reigns. They're not going to do it at WrestleMania 40. It's never going to happen again. It's either WrestleMania 39 in Hollywood, or that's it. There's no more chances. You know, we've been calling for this match for years, and now is the time to do it. You got one chance, and even though it might not have the same mystique around it, you have plenty of other chances to do Cody versus Roman for a world title. It might not have the story of Roman Reigns not being pinned yet, or being the champion still, or Cody coming back from the injury, but we still eventually can have that matchup. One way or another, you can play out whatever scenarios you want post-WrestleMania. We can talk about those, you know, in a whole separate video. But at the end of the day, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. As long as Vince McMahon doesn't get in charge of creative, then I'll stay optimistic. But, you know, it's going to be an exciting times, man. We're going to be talking about Raw 30 in a preview video later this week. And then again, like I said earlier, I will be attending Raw 30 next week. So we'll probably do a little live experience review sometime on Tuesday. So you guys can stay tuned for that. And then next week, man, we'll be doing the official Royal Rumble predictions, which I'm very excited about. I'm sure it's going to be a longer video. We're definitely going to break down the Royal Rumble match scenarios a little bit more, and also might have some different, you know, theories to talk about depending on what happens on, you know, the 30th anniversary of Raw, is if The Rock shows up, which I don't think, like I said, is a super realistic thing. Like, I'm not banking on The Rock showing up, but it does feel a little like a tease. Like, this whole, we're going to have the whole bloodline, all the generations of the bloodline show up, and The Rock's not going to be there. So, like, I don't know. It feels weird. He might be there. He might not. Remains to be seen. It might just be, you know, a big segment for Kevin Owens to come out and crash and have some, you know, big build towards the Rumble. We'll see, but all in all, I'm very much looking forward to it. I hope you guys are looking forward to it as well, and I hope you guys are going to be looking forward to and enjoying the content we will be producing here on the Noah Nation Wrestling channel. So thank you guys so much for checking out this video. Be sure to like, comment, and especially subscribe. I'm trying to hit 10,000 subscribers before the end of the year. If we could surpass that, that'd be great, but 10,000 is like the top goal. So let's hit that subscribe button. If you're not subscribed, it'd be greatly appreciated. Thank you guys for checking out this video. Leave your thoughts down below, and I'll see you guys later this week. Peace.